afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. A national watchdog group is calling for an investigation into acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche for his role in the prosecution of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. The Maryland man made headlines for winning his wrongful deportation last year when the Trump administration erroneously deported him to El Salvador. The Justice Department had charged Garcia with human smuggling, but a Tennessee judge last week dismissed the case as vindictive. Now, the Campaign for Accountability is filing a complaint against Blanche for his role in the case. The complaint was filed in New York and Tennessee. It alleges that Blanche committed a, quote, serious abuse of public office when he indicted Abrego Garcia against the advice of officials who later resigned in protest or were fired. The DOJ calls the complaint baseless and plans to appeal the judge's decision to dismiss the charges against Abrego Garcia. Tennessee is about to turn the ripe old age of 230. Our Statehood Day is Monday, June 1st, and it's garnering extra attention this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. A state celebration is planned this weekend. It will feature more than 50 folk artists, ranging from dancers to musicians to artisans. They've all participated in the Traditional Arts Apprenticeship Program, which itself is having a 10th anniversary. The program encourages master artists to mentor the next generation, like banjo buff Trenton Carruthers. The Statehood Day event is free on Saturday at the Tennessee State Museum. It will also feature Choctaw beadworking, marble hat and broom making, and Kurdish music. You can find features on several artists by searching for Folklife on our homepage at WPLN.org.